I'm at a loss for words. We can't take this sitting down. We have to stand up. We have to rise. If your state or city is staging any kind of protest, join in. Black out your Facebook and Twitter profile pictures. Let the world know that you're angry. I'm angry. Hurt. Disappointed. This is a really dark time in America. It really hurts for me to say that we should give Donald Trump a chance. But this is what we've got. And I guess cry uncle, concede, try again in the next 4 years. I'm not saying you have to agree with the guy. I don't. We barely survived the Bush years. But Trump makes Bush look like a saint. I never thought I'd say this in a million years. But I'd rather have 12 years of Bush than one day of Trump, let alone 4 years. To think that we're getting 4 to 8 years of this Donald Trump, it's unreal. But we must fight back. Peacefully or otherwise. We can't let Donald Trump win. We can't let hate win. We can't. Love trumps hate. Despite what happened Tuesday. We have to fight back. Four years from now, vote for whoever is running against Trump. I don't care if it's Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, me, or even Kanye West. Even he would be better than Trump. Scary as it is. And these protests are just beginning. Music, probably pop music, will likely turn political. Like the music of the 60s and 70s. As far as movies, we'll probably still have superhero movies. We need them now more than ever. that we might also get the edgy 70s style thrillers, political thrillers. Maybe. We need to unite. We're not the divided states of America. We're the United States of America. And we can't let Donald Trump knock us down like this. Donald Trump will not make America great again. Whoever runs against him will. And on that note, Bernie Sanders isn't ruling out a 2020 run. We need somebody like him. We need somebody, anybody, to take on Trump. And it begins now. I survived the Bush years. I survived the cancellation of Pushing Daisies. I survived the financial crisis, the recession. But this is on another level. This is an upset that we can't take sitting down. Love must trump hate, and love must trump Trump. This is Pierre Forever with the news.